Well, MSU Today is at the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village in Flint. You just heard from Jeff Dwyer, director of MSU Extension, about how impressed he is with the partnership between MSU Extension and the village. It is my pleasure to welcome to the program Miriam Rasool. She is the executive director of the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village in Flint, doing some great things. Miriam, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Give our listeners a little bit of background. The village is relatively new, but like, who is Sylvester Broom? Why a village? And some of those sorts of things.
Oh, those are great questions. So Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village, we kicked off in 2015. That's when we first became a nonprofit. We were purchased from Career Alliance. They were in the building since the mid-90s. And from there, we decided to build with the concept of a village because we wanted to base our programming on partnerships. You know, the saying, it takes a village, I know. So this is an old Flint elementary school. Again, the building is about 100 years old, almost. Mid-90s, Career Alliance took it, and they had multiple partners in here. Career Alliance is a state of Michigan agency with workforce first development. When our local investor, our owner, his vision was really he wanted to give back to Flint. He's a local neurosurgeon, and he invested in acquiring this building. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, we were mid-water crisis. It really was a hot topic. There were challenges. People didn't know what to do, community members. So he did a call to action, and he provided free services such as lead testing. There were dermatologists, and then we also provided water. We did that for about a year. I joined the board of directors in late 2016. The more I learned about this project, the more excited I became. And I just really knew this was something that I wanted to be, that I wanted to lead, and not just as a board member. So I became the executive director in June of 2017, in fact. When I came to the building, again, I'm going to say this again, because the building is an older, beautiful, the structure and the bones of the building is great, but it needed love internally, you know? So, paint was falling, the roof was caving in. There were many challenges that we had, but one thing that really pushed us forward was partnerships, and the community of Flint really believed in us. So we were able to offer services that we really couldn't afford at the time. We didn't have the staff. We didn't have the money to pay the staff because we were new. But we were able to partner with experts in the field, people who, like, you know, Michigan State Extension, who were able to give us expert services for free. So they offered nutrition and 4-H program is here as well. So, and they offered these services to our students for free. So we started out with 30 kids serving 30 families in 2017 to closing out 2018 with 6,000 families coming through our building. We were able to get painters donated to us to help paint the building. We got carpet donated. The one thing about communities, period, is they really want to help. They just need to know how. How can they help? How can I fit in? I know how to put chairs together. Guess what? We have 250 chairs that we just purchased that needs to be assembly from IKEA. You guys know how IKEA furniture can be. So it's things like that that really pushed us forward, was the community and strong partners willing to give us that extra help. So that's who we are. We have things like music. We partnered with Flint Institute of Music. They are the experts. They have Yo-Yo Ma was able to partner with us, and he learned about the broom and gave us pointers. And those are the type of relationships that we build because we are working with the experts in their fields. You know, instead of creating each program that we know is a need in the community, we are bringing the programs to us. And so it's a one-stop shop. The child can come here, and whatever their dream is, they can participate in.
My guest is Miriam Rasool. She's the executive director of the extremely impressive Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. Miriam, you just mentioned a lot of different programs. At the core of what you do, though, leadership development, entrepreneurship, empowerment, even though you have programs for adults, the focus is on kids, right?
The focus is 100% on kids. And in order to serve that child to the fullest capacity, we do service the families as well. So it's an extension. But our core customer, per se, are the youth. And we serve ages 5 through 17. We have an early head start, which is 0 to 3. We don't run it. It's ran by GCARD, which is a state program. And we take the approach of wraparound services, so social-emotional enrichment programs, education, healthy moving, health, nutrition. So we want to encompass as much as we can, everything that will provide the youth with anything and everything they need to be successful. So we work with most of our local universities. They come in, so these kids are familiar. They hear about Michigan State. They feel like, that's a part of me. They hear about Kettering University. That's a part of me. That's something I can do. I can grow up and go to Michigan State. You know, maybe I've been affected by lead, okay? Maybe I don't have, all A's right now. Maybe, I've been kicked out of school multiple times because of behavior issues that is also linked back to being affected by the lead. But now they can affiliate themselves with, I met the student from Michigan State. Hey, my teacher is at Michigan State. I have someone at U of M Flint, someone at Kettering. They have multiple touches with these positive experiences. So they can go from a child that never thought they would graduate from high school to a child that not only will graduate from high school, but will go and receive a degree from a university. So those are the kind of experience that we're trying to create for the youth. And obviously not everybody's going to go to college and receive a college degree, and that's understandable. But at least they can get a trade or be exposed to a skill set that they can use in other roles in life.
Miriam, there will be people that will be listening to this program within the Flint, Genesee County area, but also in Southeast Michigan. If people could just sense the passion that we have today on this tour, but what kind of a message would you like to send to people who might be interested not only in learning more about the village, but what they can do to help?
We thrive on volunteers and partnerships. We can always use donations, and if you'd like to donate, you can visit our website at SBEV, Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village, SBEV.org, and there's a donate button. You can also go on that same website. You can volunteer if you'd like. Maybe you have services that you just would like to inform us about. There's a on that same website, you can reach us on the info at SBEV email and share some of your offerings. Maybe you want to come and take a tour and learn more about what we do. That's that you can score. You can schedule a tour as well. We are always excited to talk to community members, those from Flint, those from Lansing, those from all around Michigan, and the world. We had someone come from Brazil into our facilities. So please, SBEV.org, and my name is Miriam. Feel free to reach out to me as well.
I've been talking with Miriam Rasool. She is the executive director of the Sylvester Broom Empowerment Village. Miriam, congratulations on all the success that you've had thus far. I envision a tremendously bright future, and people out there, now you know how to help. Let's get at it.